So one of the reasons that they teach false doctrine is just because they're wicked. And you know what? Some people need to come to grips with that. People need to come to grips that false prophets do exist, that evil people are actually real, that there's literally people with a nefarious agenda to damn souls to hell. Okay? You know, this is not just something that you see in the movies. In fact, evil people are worse than the people that you see in the movies. Worse than the villain, the worst villain you'd ever see is worse than the, you know, T-1000 of Terminator. Reprobates of this world are worse than that. You know, they're worse than any villain you ever meet on. I mean, name your most villainous villain.
Thanos?
Yeah. Dang, you guys are too young for me. I don't know who that is. Jason, that's more like my generation. Yeah, the guy with the hockey mask, right? I was thinking of someone else. Well, name another one. Someone more from Freddy Krueger? Who? Biden. No, but see, he's real. He's real. He's worse than the movies. He's worse than Chucky. It was based upon Biden. No, I'm just kidding. He's worse. I mean, he's... The false prophets of this world are worse than those people. And you know what? False prophets do exist. They exist to teach damnable heresy, to damn souls to hell, to beguile unstable souls, the Bible says, to destroy people's lives. That's one of the reasons that they teach false doctrine. But another reason why they teach false doctrine, look what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. Desiring to be teachers of the law. Now, this particular category, we can't really say if they're false prophets in the sense of like they're reprobate. We don't know. We just know that the motive behind teaching false doctrine or teaching really stupid stuff is because they desire to be teachers of the law. They want to be pastors. They want to be evangelists. They want some sort of position of authority. And because of that, they want to come up with these cute doctrines. And in doing so, what do? They pervert the Bible because they want to be accredited with teaching this new truth or something like that. You know, they desire to be teachers of the law, but what does it say? Understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Yeah, right. Let me put it to you in plain 2021 English. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. So why do they do it? Because they want to be teachers of the law. They want to look and act like they're waxing eloquent, like they know what they're talking about, but they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.